close here, Book of Jonah, as we've gone through chapter by chapter here. And it's quite an interesting chapter here. Let's have a word of prayer here, and then we'll jump right into it. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for what we'll look at here tonight. Father, thank you for your word is true. Thank you for the book of Jonah, Lord. It's a small book, but it's deep with the riches of God's treasures. And Father, I pray that tonight we'll have eyes that can see the riches of your word and a heart to embrace all that you have for us as believers. Father, may I be a vessel that honors your Son, Jesus Christ, the risen Lord, and to honor your holy name. So, Lord, bless tonight that your word go forth with power and authority from your word. And Father, may we conform our lives to your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, what if the book of Jonah ended at chapter 3, verse 10? How would that be an ending for the book? It'd be a good ending, wouldn't it? Look at that verse. And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil ways, and God relented or repented of the evil that he said he would do unto them, and he did it not. Would that be a good way to end that book? Boom. Revival happens, and they lived happily ever after. Don't you like stories that end like that? Well, all of a sudden, you get into chapter 4, and it's totally like, wow, how did this come about? Because God worked a great revival, and they responded. Now, at verse 10, did these people mean what they said? God saw their works, that they turned from their evil ways. Well, turn to the New Testament here, and book of Matthew here, in Matthew chapter 12, and we have a little comment here our Lord Jesus made about these very people that Jonah preached to. And if you turn to Matthew 12 and verse 41, Jesus makes this comment about Nineveh. Look at verse 41 of Matthew 12. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it because they, what? Repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, a greater than Jonah's here. So, did the people that Jonah preached to, did they mean what they did? They did, because Jesus saw their what? Hearts. He saw their hearts. They were genuine. They meant what they did. God saw their works. And that they turned from their evil ways. God relented of the evil he said, the judgment that he said would come to them, and he would not do it. Is a God a merciful God? He is. He's merciful. Well, chapter 4 is here. Now, God was concerned about the people of Nineveh. But was God concerned about his very servant that was serving him? Now, the Ninevites, they needed to repent of the evil of their deeds. But where was Jonah's sin lurking at? It's in his heart. And somebody once said, the heart of every problem is the problems in the heart. And there's some truth to that. Because if your heart's right with God, a lot of problems go away. But if your heart's not right with God, you got problems coming your way. Well, God was interested in Jonah's heart here. Now, what was the heart of God? Merciful, kind, compassionate. Well, look at chapter 4, verse 1. And it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very what? Angry. Now, help me out here. Why do people get angry?
They don't get their way.
They don't get their way. Is that true or not true? That is true. You don't get your way, you get what? Angry. Because you thought something was coming your way and all of a sudden somebody just plucked it right out of your hands. And it makes you angry. And, you're driving down the road and you have the right of way and somebody cuts you off. That makes you angry because you had the right of way. And all of a sudden they could have caused an accident. They didn't respect the laws of the road. And, Jonah was angry because he didn't get what he wanted. Well, let's see what happened here in verse 2. And he prayed unto the Lord, and he said, I pray thee, O Lord, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Now, see, he's in a far country here, and where Nineveh was, but in the land of Israel, he says, this is what I said when I was back in my country. Therefore, I fled before unto Tarshish, for I knew. Now, does Jonah know God? Let's look at his theology here. For I knew that thou art a gracious God. Is that good theology?
Yes.
That's good theology. And a merciful. Is that good theology? That's good theology. slow to anger. Now, Jonah was very angry. God is slow to anger. And of great kindness, and thou relentest of the evil, the judgment that Jonah preached. Now, Jonah knew God where? He had theology, but he didn't have the heart of God. And see, God was not only wanting to save the Ninevites, but he wanted Jonah to be like who? Like himself. Because right now, is Jonah acting like God? No. And God was trying to help his servant be like him. Jonah, I want you to see something here. I had mercy on them, and I want you to be like me and see people through my eyes. See, we see people through our own eyes. But God says, no, you look at people through my eyes, and you see them as I see them. That totally changes our perspective on people. Now, I want to tell you a story here. It was a South Korean pastor, Yogi Cho, told this story, and I heard him, I read in his book. As he was a Korean pastor. He was asked to speak at a convention in Japan to the Christians in Japan. So he accepted. He flew there. He didn't want to go, but he felt God would have him. He did not want to go to Japan. And he stood up before this huge crowd of Christians that assembled from all over Japan, and he was supposed to speak to them. And he stood there and looked at all these Japanese people, and he said, that thing was shaking, like he goes, I hate you. And it was like you could have heard a pin drop, because that was the last thing they thought he would say. And he says, let me tell you why. When he was a little boy in World War II, Japan had invaded Korea. They took over the schools, put Japanese teachers in the school. He was a young student, a young boy. They were given the lesson. He got some answers wrong. The teacher made him an example, brought him up. And this is what he said. The teacher just laid him out on the floor and jumped up and down on his chest, just crushed this boy, knocked the wind out of him. For the rest of his life, he had internal damages to his chest, his organs, from that teacher. So that Japanese teacher did that to him as a young boy. So when he stood before all these Japanese people, guess what he thought about? Well, what they did to his father and his mother and his country and to him, that's all he saw. Now, that's how do you think Jonah saw these people? He saw them through how the Ninevites had done nation after nation wrong. And he hated those people. Now, what was his theology? I knew thou art a gracious God, merciful, slow to anger, of great kindness. Thou relentest of the evil. Now, I think in verse 3, I'm going to tell you something, and then I'm going to read it to you. I think Jonah saw God up here, and Jonah knew that he should be up there. But Jonah saw himself down here somewhere. And then Jonah cries out, therefore, O Lord, I beseech thee, take my life from me, for it's better for me to die than to live. I think he saw the gulf between where God was and he was, and he said, how can I ever get there? I can't get there. You ever been frustrated? You want to be up here, and you feel like you're down here, and you just don't know how to get there. And I feel like for Jonah, he saw God. God, I know you're all these things, but look at me. I'm a mess here. I don't like these people. And I feel that Jonah, in verse 3, saw the great distance between him and God. Look at the power of what God does in verse 4. Now, what does God do? Does he condemn Jonah? Does he say, yeah, Jonah, you're just way down there somewhere. You don't get it. But what does he do? He asks him a question. Dost thou well to be angry? Is it right to be angry? What does a question do? When you ask somebody a question, what does that question do? It makes you wrestle with what? An answer. It makes you wrestle with the issue. So what was God saying to Jonah? I want you to look on the inside here. See, the problem's not with me. It's not with the Ninevites, because they repented. Who's the problem with? It's with you. Do you have a right to be angry? If I am good to the Ninevites and I'm merciful to them, do you have a right to be angry at me because I'm good to them? A question is very searching. And you know, God is so kind. Could he have really been angry at Jonah? Could he have pounded him? Could he have rebuked him? He could have. But just, it's almost like a still small voice in God saying, Jonah, is it right for you to be angry? It's very searching. But that's the way God treats us as his children. You know, we've all been angry at situations we'd look at later and say, why was I so upset? Or why did I say this? I've had to tell Nancy sometimes I get upset and I have to apologize to her. Don't tell her how many times I do this, though, you know. But to be honest, we all get angry, don't we, at times. But sometimes we're not seeing things from God's point of view. Does that well to be angry? Well, he's wrestling with that question. And verse 5, Jonah goes out of the city on the east side. Now, where Nineveh was, the east side, there was like a mountain range and hills and stuff. And so he went up on the elevation. He was going to wait and see. Because God saw their hearts, and Jonah wasn't quite sure what was going to happen here. In verse 10, God knew it, but Jonah wasn't quite sure where these people really did repent. So he went out of the city, sat on the east side of the city, made himself a little booth, a little hut-type thing, and sat under the shadow. He might see what would happen. Verse 6, and the Lord prepared a gourd and made it come up over Jonah, that might be a shadow over his head. Now, later on it said it grew in a night, so it came up very quick. And that was, hey, if you believe the gourd can grow overnight, you can believe in the fish. You know, it's just, if you believe one, you got to believe the other. This gourd came up so quick, and Jonah was exceeding glad because it protected him from the sun, provided shade. But God had a purpose. And God prepared a worm when the morning rose the next day, and it smote the gourd that withered. Now, can God give you something and take it away to teach you a lesson? Can he give it to you and then take it away? Because what it does sometimes, it brings up something deep inside of us that God is trying to reveal to us. And Jonah really liked this gourd. I mean, for whatever reason, he was exceeding glad. And do you notice how things are expressed here? Great city, verse 1 of chapter 4, Jonah exceedingly. And look at verse 6, Jonah was exceeding glad for the, I mean, it's just like he has all this emotions and feelings about things. And he was exceeding glad for the gourd. But then the next day, God took it away from him. And the worm was a miracle. It just took that gourd right down. And then, not only that, the sun did rise and God prepared an east wind. Now, the desert, the Arabian desert, was to the east. The wind came across the desert. And you ever been baked in the sun, that wind blowing at you and just drying you out? That wind was pounding Jonah. And the sun beat upon his head and he's fainted and he wished himself to die. Now, what's the opposite between water and a desert? Is it, he was, at one time he's in the great fish and all kinds of water. Next minute he's got in the desert. I mean, totally opposite environments, but God used it both to teach him a lesson. And he wished he to die and said, it's better for me to die than to live. He was so faint. Now God asked him the same question. Jonah, search your heart. And God said to Jonah, does thou well to be angry for the gourd? Now, well to be angry? Verse 4, verse 8, do you well to be angry? Now, God was trying to make a comparison. Jonah, this gourd is just a plant. Now, a plant has no what? No soul? Right. No eternal value? And yet he was so angry he lost the plant. And God says, now I've got a lesson here for you. You really like this plant? But let me tell you, you didn't labor for it. You didn't plant it. You didn't make it grow. I planted it. I made it grow, said God. It came up in a night and it perished in a night. I'm God. I can give it. I can take away. And God said, should not I spare what? Nineveh. Why? Because he saw their works and they turned from their evil. Should I not spare Nineveh, that great city? Now, what was the message here? Does God love everybody? Just because we don't love them doesn't mean God doesn't love them. Now, this Korean pastor, Yogi Cho, he told the people there in that assembly, he said, I hate you. You could have heard a pin drop, he said. Everybody just froze because that was the last thing they expected. And then he said to them, I want to tell you something. You know why I'm here? Because he says, I love you. Because God changed my heart towards you. At one time, I hated you. But because of the cross of Christ, I love you now. God forgave my sins, and he can forgive your sins too. Jonah needed that message of God's forgiveness for all. Because who got mercy? Did Jonah get mercy? Absolutely. Did the Ninevites get mercy? Absolutely. And we have to see people through God's eyes, because we can be angry with the people that God loves and prepared the... Now, when Jesus died for the sins of the world, he died for every nation. Ninevites, people in America, people in South America, people in Europe, people all over the world, God sent his son to die for the sins of the world. Now, God may ask you a searching question. He asked Jonah, do you be well to be angry? Do you see people the way God sees them? Because Jonah didn't. He had theology in his head, but not in his heart. Very, very good chapter. Because it's not just the Ninevites God was concerned about in verse 10 of chapter 3. He was concerned about his servant, that his heart was like, he wanted Jonah's heart to be like his heart. And how did God see that city? He said more than 60,000, that's 120,000 that cannot discern between their right hand and the left. They're immature, youth, and also much cattle, symbolic of the amount of people that were there. And there was a lot of people, and God spared that city because they repented. And Jonah shouldn't have been angry. What should he have been? If he was seeing these people like God saw them, what would his attitude should have been?
Rejoicing.
Why?
Because he saved so many people.
Right.
He planted the seed to save so many people.
Right. Heaven says that the angels rejoice over what? One sinner that comes. How about a huge city that comes to Christ that repents of their sin? Wouldn't that be cause rejoicing? That's what we need to do as God's people, rejoice.
First evangelist.
Yeah, it's amazing.
How many people came to know the Lord through his, one or two sons?
It's a sermon. It's amazing. The power of God is all over this book. But in chapter 4, God's concerned with the heart attitude of his servant. And God's concerned with our heart attitudes, how we see people and how we treat them. And are we merciful and kind to those that don't treat us well? Any thoughts here about this chapter? Any insights on chapter 4 here? Yes, Jim.
Jonah apparently forgot God's commandments. He said that he would give them peace from all the nations if they served him faithfully and were a righteous nation. I mean, Nineveh, if they did bad stuff to because that's what God said. If you follow other gods, then I will let the other nations
and take over you. Yes, as judgment, sure.
That.
Right, that's right. Yes, that's a good point, Jim. Yes, thank you. Any other thoughts here tonight? Insights or comments? It's a good chapter. A good chapter. It's about God's servant. So yes, Dan.
Well, like you said, Pastor. Talking about the children and the babies, 120,000. So imagine the size of the city. It was maybe a million people.
Right.
And then also God is concerned about even the cattle.
Right.
The animals that he created, you know.
Yes.
And when he destroyed the city, everything would be destroyed. And so he's a God of mercy and compassion and love. And,
yes.
It was a huge city. A lot of people.
Absolutely.
But
Yes, good thoughts, Dan. Thank you. Yes. Well, let's pray here. Dear Lord, thank you for what we looked at here tonight. God, may we see things through your eyes and be full of compassion and mercy and gracious and slow to anger, Lord, like you are toward people. God, as you asked Jonah that very penetrating question, do you do well to be angry? God, may we search our own hearts. God, you were asking Jonah, search your heart. Search your heart. Are you seeing things the way you should? And I pray that each of us, Lord, would have a heart of you, God, not a heart of anger or hatred toward anybody, but Lord, may we love those that you have sent your Son to die for. And God, you spared not your own Son, but gave him up freely for us all, that through his shed blood we can have everlasting life. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the love that Jesus said on the cross when he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And Lord, help us to love our enemies and do good to them that don't do good to us, that we might show forth the love of our Savior to a lost and dying world. So Lord, help us to proclaim the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, and the people need to repent of their sins, and God, may we be faithful to that. So Lord, thank you for the book of Jonah, and Lord, thank you for what we've looked at here. In Jesus' name we pray.